You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Carl Wirth, the CEO and co-founder of Aptegic, which is a next-generation customer engagement solution that helps companies convert, upsell, and retain more customers by communicating in context based on behavior. Carl, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Yes, sir. Great that you came out today to tell us about what's going on here. So what does customer engagement mean to you, and why is there a need for customer engagement software?
So customer engagement is understanding how engaged a customer is with your business. And the reason it's needed these days is because so much of business has moved online. And in an online world, your relationship with your customer is changed. You don't talk to them most of the time. You don't see them, so you can't observe their satisfaction and behavior. And so it's almost like by going online, we've made a lot of things easier and more efficient, but we've also we think of it like you put a black box over your business. And your customers go in, shop, use an application, visit, whatever, and pop out. And while they're there, it's difficult to understand them, and it's difficult to respond appropriately to them in the way that you need to. And so understanding them and responding to them in that online world, inside that black box, or removing that black box, that's customer engagement, and that's a customer engagement solution.
So what advice would you give to someone who is just thinking about customer engagement, and where should they start?
Well, I think the first thing is to realize that it doesn't have to be a black box, that you can think about two things differently. One is that in an online world, it is possible to understand what each customer is doing. And as soon as you start thinking that way, you can put tools in place or philosophy in place in your company to make it a priority to understand each customer's engagement so that you can better serve them. So the one is make it a priority to understand them. That is possible. It's a mind shift change. The other mind shift change is to realize that your primary means of relating to your customer, which is your website or web application, doesn't have to be static. For so many online businesses, it is. And so each customer is having the exact same experience. But if you can understand them and then respond differently to them, depending on who they are, in that online experience, then you can engage them and really increase your customer engagement. So I'd encourage someone who's just starting to think about that to make that mind shift change and then start exploring what they can do to realize that.
How are some companies using Aptegic to increase customer happiness and ultimately increase their profits?
Yeah, we like to, I like how you said customer happiness. We like to use that sort of interchangeably with customer engagement. It's a good phrase to express the outcome of what you're trying to accomplish. A couple examples. So one is just converting visitors to leads. So this is not an actual customer that you're making happy, but it's helping a visitor who's probably anonymous, who's coming to a website, come over and fill out a form, establish a relationship with the company, maybe buy something, but it's that converting that visitor. And so we have organizations who are measuring and tracking what the visitors are doing within their website. So this is a simple example. They've visited several times, and then they display to them a message, different content, than the first-time visitor. So if you visited four or five times, spent a lot of time on the site, you could pop up a form and say, hey, fill out this form right now. We can tell that you're interested. Or we could say, hey, watch this particular video. If you've watched several of our videos or downloaded several white papers in different areas of interest, we have customers who are then saying, well, here's a different more advanced white paper for you, or here's a phone number for you to call to get in touch with us because you've clearly demonstrated significant interest in us. So that's one kind of use case, is those visitors over to leads. And then we have a large number of customers who are more, I would say, like web applications, software as a service type companies, where they've logged in customers who are logging in either to a free trial or as a paying customer. And there they're really removing that black box. They're saying, well, now we can understand this particular customer. How engaged are they? They've visited frequently. They've done these sort of key actions. They've never finished setting this thing up. They've never used this key feature. They don't know about that. And then they're either having their sales folks respond based on that new insight, or having their system automatically using us display messages to educate and guide that customer to success.
How hard is it to sell something like this and integrate it with a website or web application?
Yeah, so this can kind of vary how difficult it is to set up, but our focus at Aptigic for our solution is very much around making it quite simple. So it can be as simple as leveraging JavaScript. So a lot of folks are familiar with something like a Google Analytics, where you take 10, 15 lines of JavaScript, put that into your header of your pages. We could do the exact same thing, put 20 lines of JavaScript from us into the headers of the page. And then we're capturing, like for that first use case that I mentioned, visitors to lead, that's about all you need to do. We're capturing the pages they went to, and we're enabling you to message them right back into those pages. If you want to go to the next level of depth, like into a web application, and really understand behavior there, similar process, but instead of just 10 minutes, you might take an hour or two to also make sure you can capture things like the user's name, you know, and which company they're coming from, so you have that additional level of insight. But we're talking hours of integration, not days or weeks.
Today we're joined by Carl Wirth, the CEO and co-founder at Aptigic, which is a next-generation customer engagement solution that helps companies convert, upsell, and retain more customers by communicating in context based on behavior, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Carl, who are some of the early adopters with whom Aptigic is working, and what have they had to say about the value in Aptigic's solution?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. Been excited to work with a group of innovative companies, and it's a range of benefits that they're seeing. So some of the companies we're working with include Acquia, the folks behind Drupal, Buildium, online property management solution, Dyn, the DNS providers, and you know, like for instance, Dyn had set out to build some of this themselves several years ago before they knew about us, and they were quite happy to see a solution like ours to relieve them of the need to do the internal engineering work to try to gain the customer understanding and response that we provide. A great customer of ours is Tribe HR, which is a online HR SaaS application, and they're having a ability to better understand their folks who are in their free trial and improve that free trial process to make early customers more successful with them and convert them over to paying customers. And they're doing that both with our sort of understanding side of our solution and also with the behavior-based messaging that I had mentioned. Another example would be Function Point, which is a set of online productivity software. And I can just even read a quote from them. They said, "Knowing how your customers and free trial prospects use your software is critical to making them successful. We were aware of this and needed a solution that would enable our sales folks to know how people use our product and respond to them." Those are some of the good feedback we've been getting.
Excellent. Now, what would you say sets Aptigic apart from others in the industry?
The biggest thing is twofold. The biggest two things are the fact that we can make it so easy to integrate and collect this data and analyze it. And then the second is this real-time messaging that I've been mentioning, this ability to write back in the application or website, display text, images, video forms as part of the page or on top of the page or as a call out or a header. that ability to change what the user's seeing based on who they are and what they've done. That's pretty innovative, and we don't know of anyone else doing that, but it's also effective.
And how has Aptigic's own business improved by using the principles you've discussed and your own solution?
Yeah, that's a good question. We definitely eat our own dog food or drink our own champagne, depending on how you look at it. It's been great. I've been part of many businesses in the past, and this ability and I guess mindset of being completely customer centric, everybody wants to be, but the fact that we are actually able to be, understanding what each customer is doing with us, we have a customer success team who's focused on that. It's been awesome, just for even the culture of our company to be able to say, okay, here's this new customer, they're onboarding with us, what have they used, what haven't they used, is the fact of their not using this particular feature we were so excited about unique to them? Oh, look, a lot of people haven't used it. Okay, we need to do something about that. Or, oh no, it's just this company. We need to educate them on the power of this feature and help them get successful with it. That it's made our whole company be oriented that way, so that our engineering team is asking, are people using it? How are they using it? What can we do to make this customer more successful? We're definitely using it sort of practically to actually do that. But the thing I think I'm most excited about is the feel of the culture that's oriented around understanding that online customer and responding quickly to them.
That is certainly phenomenal. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Aptigic Online?
Sure, definitely. So it's Aptigic, like strategic apps. So www.aptigic.com, Aptigic. And you'll see some neat examples of the messages and stuff on the website. It might be a little hard to visualize as we're talking, but it's good to see it there.
Thanks for joining us here today. He is Carl Wirth, the CEO and co-founder at Aptigic, which is a next-generation customer engagement solution that helps companies convert, upsell, and retain more customers by communicating in context based on behavior. And the website, once again, is aptigic.com. Carl, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to talk to you.
Certainly was. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.